Unit 26. Section 2B.
Most economists would nowadays agree on two things, that in the short run it may be possible to increase employment at the cost of slightly higher inflation, but they would also feel that in the long run there is actually very little trade-off between inflation and unemployment, and that if you have an increase in employment that is brought about because you've allowed inflation to increase, that the economy will then have to be reined back. Typically in the industrialised world nowadays, somebody will raise interest rates in order to get inflation down, and that will then raise unemployment. So that over the longer term, there actually isn't a conflict between inflation and unemployment. And most of the industrialised world is now run with the aim of keeping inflation relatively low and stable, because the belief is that in the long run, that will tend to mean that unemployment will also be kept relatively low. There is, however, I think a little bit of a flaw in this theory, because it's perfectly possible to keep inflation low and stable by perpetually running your economy a little bit below the capacity level that would use up all the resources. And that's absolutely fine if your only goal is inflation. But if you do have concerns about the social costs, then you have to say that you haven't really solved that problem. But you aren't going to solve it by letting inflation increase. The way you are going to solve it is by improving what is known as the supply side of the economy, by raising your level of capacity or by raising the quality and qualifications of your workforce, so that you can simultaneously keep inflation low and allow unemployment to fall.